At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. We'll hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. Duke, Kentucky, Purdue, Kansas, see ya. Rick Pitino may be going to St. John's. They're in deep discussions there. Also, we got an update from Darvin Ham on LeBron James. He says he anticipates LeBron James' return at some point. Thanks, Coach.
That clears that up.
Thank you, Coach. We anticipate him coming back at some point this season. Okay. Now, this season's in parentheses, so I don't even know if he's expecting that, but he injured his foot in that victory against the Mavs. That was February 26th. He's expected to have his foot reevaluated later this week, perhaps as soon as Thursday, and then he's still going through rehab. I thought it was far more serious than they were letting on, because they made it seem like he rolled his ankle, stepped on somebody's foot, and he didn't. But right now, they're 6-5 without him. They're tied for 9th in the Western Conference, and we have 10 games left. We also have 10 games left for the Joker to try to win his third consecutive MVP. But according to DraftKings, the odds right now, this morning, Joel Embiid is the favorite to win the MVP. I don't know if anybody wants to put some coin on that with DraftKings, but right now, it feels like Joel Embiid's going to win. And I really think that, and I go back to Kendrick Perkins when he said, you know, he was questioning the voters who wanted to vote for a white player, and ESPN had to apologize for that. And, you know, other people got involved in it. Charles Barkley got involved in it, Michael Wilbon, J.J. Redick. And it's almost as if there was this shift to, let me reevaluate what Joel Embiid is doing. And I think when you re-examine, then they looked at what Embiid is doing, and he's playing great. And if he wins, good for him. Because all the change that they'd have in Philadelphia, you're not sure who's on your team and who wants to play and who's not, and James Harden and Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid has played great. You want to give him the MVP? I have no problem with that. But I'd be curious how many votes were already in, or how many people's minds were changed by reassessing Joel Embiid. And I don't know the earliest you could vote. And I'm trying to remember when I voted on all these awards. I waited until the last day when I voted on the Rookie of the Year, Jason Kidd and Grant Hill. And for the life of me, I can't remember if I changed my vote on the last day you could send in your vote. And I don't know if I went from Grant Hill to Jason Kidd or Jason Kidd to Grant Hill. It ended up as a tie. Yeah, Paul.
I think you do that so when we have Jason Kidd on, you can say, I think I voted for you. And granted, I thought I voted for you. One thing that's helping Joel Embiid is the Sixers are 9-1 in their last 10 games. Nuggets are 5-5. Sixers could sneak up a couple more wins and grab. I mean, they're a ways away. They're three games out. But they're in striking distance of the Bucks for the one seed.
Yeah, but Denver is the one seed out west.
Again, I think it's like Marvin said, sometimes you're looking for an excuse not to give it to the same guy, and Embiid's providing you a couple excuses.
Oh, I do think that people down through history have said, you know, do we really want that guy to win back-to-back? Or in this case, do you want him to win back-to-back-to-back, and he's going to be in there with Bird, Bill Russell, and Wilt Chamberlain? And maybe there's voter fatigue there. But it's not Joker's fault. It's just... when you watch the Joker play and you go, I don't know how he does it, but he does it. And he doesn't do it in the same kind of fashion. Luka can be dynamic. He can be exciting. He's shooting deep threes. Joker is just methodical, man. You watch and you go, what's he got? 27, 13, and 10. And you're going to go, okay. Yeah, Marv.
He's that old guy at the Y?
Yeah.
When you see him, you say... how's he scoring? I could guard him. Yep. And then you guard him, like, oh, never mind.
I remember playing at the Downtown Athletic Club that's no longer there after 9/11, but this is where they would hold the Heisman Trophy ceremony. And I remember playing a pickup game. Mike Dunleavy Sr. was working on Wall Street. I think Bear Stearns. He was like a trader, a broker, something like that. And a lot of talent out there. And there's a kid who's had to be 5'10", maybe 6 feet. And he's just shooting around, and I'm with another guy who played college basketball, and he was on my team. And he said, I got the white guy. And I said, all right. Well, the white guy turned out to be Kevin Houston, who played at Army, who averaged 30 points a game, led the nation in scoring. And I'm going, yeah, you know. And then he didn't want to take him anymore. I go, no, you got him. You got him. Like, I would rather take Mike Dunleavy than I would Kevin Houston. Because Kevin Houston, he led the nation in scoring at Army. It's always deceiving. When you're on the playground and you're like the guy who's got cut-off jean shorts and you're going, I got him. Guy's got, you know, low-cut Converse. I'll take him.
Dude's got work boots on. Look at that guy.
I'm putting in work with my Tims. Yes, boy.
But at this age, we should know. If a dude shows up with a mustache, corduroys, and New Balance on, run for your life.
Yeah. All right. Poll question for the final hour. Seton O'Connor is going to be...
yeah, Paul just sent in one. If you were a free agent and the money were the same, would you play for the Jets or the Lions?
Ooh. Okay. I like what the Lions are doing. I didn't understand the Jamal Williams thing because I thought, damn, he had like 17 touchdowns or something. But you're going to save a little bit of money there. Man, he was good. Well, if it works in New York, then they'll never forget you and you get a ticker tape parade. But I would say probably the Jets. Just because there's momentum there, you're going to be playing in a lot of nationally televised games. They're going to get, Peter King said they might get 11 or 12 of their games will be on national, you know, in the Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, the late game Sunday afternoon. So,
how much of that is based on them and how much is based on who they're playing?
I think it's just them.
It's just them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You imagine if Lamar Jackson would go to New England. And I know that it's just sort of a, hey, this could possibly happen. And I go, yeah, I guess it can.
Do they have an offensive coordinator yet?
I'm not quite sure.
Because that doesn't sound like a plan to get Lamar Jackson.
It's the best plan. They have no offensive coordinator. Here, Lamar, here's the ball. Go nuts.
Yeah.
We got no plays.
ESPN's Jeremy Fowler said on SportsCenter yesterday, Lamar Jackson's yet to receive an offer sheet, but then says... according to Fowler, the New England Patriots are one potential, quote, wild card, end quote, in the Jackson sweepstakes. Okay. I don't know if you're going to be buying low with this. You got to give up the picks, and you still have to pay him. But that would certainly make a splash. The AFC East, man, AFC beast. Yes, Marv.
The Jets, they got some good storylines for some of these games. Obviously, the Cowboys, just because of their Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
At the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Like prime time. I'm looking, they played Kansas City at home.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia at home. So there's probably four right off the, and they play at Denver.
I don't know if that's that big.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, the comeback.
Nathaniel Hackett getting back at the Broncos, dialing up some plays for Aaron Rodgers. That Cowboys-Jets game, let's say Rodgers goes, and you have that in late October, early November, that'll be one of the highest-rated NFL games of all time, regular season. Yeah, Paul.
Do you put that game on Thanksgiving Day, or is it a waste to put it on Thanksgiving Day? Because Thanksgiving Day is a sure thing for ratings.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that.
You don't put it there.
No, because you're already getting right. big numbers there.
It's like a default rating.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't do it then. But I don't know what they do right out of the gate with the Jets, because I'm going to guess, and we'll know this in, 7 weeks, they'll have this schedule out. Do you put the Jets Thursday night, and then you'll put the Chiefs on Sunday night? I'm assuming Aaron Rodgers will have been traded by then, right? And if he doesn't, then you're not putting the Jets on. Well, you know, Zach Wilson, the comeback, it starts right now. But yeah, if you don't, they're going to get Aaron Rodgers. They
Patrick guarantees.
Yes, I'm guaranteeing.
Wingo confirms.
Yes. Lose my number. Yes, Mark.
Do they just redo the matchup from the Super Bowl? Because the Eagles at the Chiefs this year.
I would hate for them to go right out of the gate with it.
Same.
But they could. Yes. Yes, Seton.
I apologize if you already updated this story, but Bill O'Brien back as the Patriots offensive coordinator. I forgot about that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's a good offensive coordinator to have.
Just don't let him make any trades.
Yeah, not
if he walks to the GM office, run.
Not a good head coach or GM. No offense, of course, there, coach. It's going to ruin our relationship with the Patriots. We're never going to get Coach Belichick.
Get it now. Yeah. So close.
Love to say, I don't mean to be rude, but you say something incredibly rude.
The Celebrity Bracket Challenge, we had over 10,000 fans who entered, and the number one celebrity is Peter King, followed by Adam Sandler, John Smoltz, and then we have a few celebrities, Todd Fritz, John Daly, Connor McDavid, Nichelle Turner, Troy Aikman, Ross Tucker. They are tied for fourth.
Peter King did visit all the college basketball training camps, and we should mention that, so he already had an inside.
Thank you, Todd. Welcome. Last place is Rebecca Lowe, but she focuses on the Premier League. Darius Rucker is second to last, and then Josh Duhamel, third to last, the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Still early. We'll talk to the Princeton head coach, Mitch Henderson. He'll join us coming up. A couple of phone calls in here. Robert in Portland leads us off, final hour on this Monday. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dan. Hey, I got a quick best and the worst. I don't know if any of you guys saw the NCAA Wrestling Championships this weekend, but Spencer Lee from Iowa, 125-pounder, three-time national champion, got pinned in the semis with about 2 seconds left. Didn't even make it to the finals. Would have been awesome to see him go for four, but it was pretty cool to see a big upset there. Also, Yanni Diakamihalis from Cornell, I believe a 149-pounder, four-time national champion out there at Cornell, just pure dominance. And then a little tidbit for Mr. Ross Tucker, Princeton had their first national champion in like 56 years. So a lot of exciting stuff happening at the NCAA Wrestling Championship.
Thank you, Robert. I did see the one wrestler who lost in the semis. His mom took her glasses off, Spencer Lee's mom, and just crushed him. Just her glasses crushed him, mangled him up right after he lost.
It's one of the most dramatic pieces of video, of 7 seconds of video I've seen in a long time.
But to focus on her, that's what I want to know, that you are watching her son lose. He's going to win four in a row. Well, it's the semis. And he lost to a kid from Purdue. And mom is on camera, and then you see her just take her glasses off and just crunch them up. She was losing it. Yes, Paul.
She's so upset that just short of ripping my eyeballs out, I'm going to do the next best thing and break my glasses so I can't see anything around me for the next 2 or 3 days because there's not a lens crafters in the building.
There's nothing left to see.
Right.
Therefore, I don't want my glasses.
I'm that mad. I want to see nothing.
No.
My son just lost. He won 3 in a row.
Yes.
Matt Ramos from Purdue got the win.
Yeah.
What was the last time you were that upset about anything where you had a tantrum?
A tantrum.
And I respect this lady for having a tantrum because it's that upsetting, but where you almost like you kick something or.
Yeah, see.
I know I was once, sometime in the last couple of years, I was wallpapering a room. And I was, luckily I was by myself. For a little while I wasn't by myself, but I was getting so frustrated I told my wife she had to leave. I was like, babe, I think you should just go home because I'm starting to like really get upset doing this. It was one of the most miserable experiences I've ever had. And I definitely, if you had a camera on me, that woman's glasses was basically what I ended up doing to sheets of wallpaper. Where I was like, I can't stand this! I would absolutely lost my mind.
Okay, was she madder than Fritzy was with the onion bagel?
Todd.
I was pretty upset.
That clears that up.
I would say the way I got with the onion bagel was might top that.
Okay.
I try to keep my cool, but I was so in the mood for that particular type of bagel that.
But you were I'm not incoherent. What's the word? Like inconsolable with the onion bagel, where you're yelling at a 17-year-old. I'm not making funny, but you were losing it, right?
I was, and I didn't want to take it out on her, and then I started slowly realizing it. But then when she started telling me that they're not going to even have it anymore, it wasn't just that day in terms of, like, tuna fish. I'm like, I thought that was unheard of.
Yes, Paul.
I was up in Vermont, and I went to a takeout place and drove in the snow, got food for the family, brought it home, didn't check the bag, and my order was not in it. And there is no other food on the property where we were staying. This was the only, and you guys know me with food. I had to do this thing the scene did. I was so mad. My wife's like, are you going to be okay? I'm like, I'm not going to be okay. I think we had tea as the option for dinner. Okay. Nice glass of tea.
Mm.
And I went in the other room and I was this close of just punching a wall or something like that. And it was over because they didn't have my bacon double cheeseburger or whatever it was.
Marvin, you seem mild mannered.
Yeah, I don't really get that worked up.
Yeah.
Not over sports at least.
Yeah.
When I was actually, you know what? When I was young, I think UConn lost, I don't know, one of these tournament games, and I was furious. My mom was like, you got about one more time. She said, Marvin, you got about one more time. Because, you know what, it came to the point of destroying somebody else's property. Like, you know, I'm over here throwing stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, Marvin. Like, and my mother is not a yeller and screamer. It's just Marvin.
That's all it took.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
I could say, to be fair to that woman, she wasn't sports upset. She was child upset.
Yeah.
Which is way different. And especially when you combine the two.
Her baby.
That is like an atomic bomb of emotions.
I wish my kids were good enough at sports for me to be that upset. Like, I'd get that upset that they weren't good at sports.
You guys stink.
Are you striking out again? God!
How many glasses did you go through?
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
When my mom watched me wrestle, she had the opposite reaction. Like, oh, there he is getting pinned again. I don't have to break any glasses. Hey, there he's on his back. Let's get out of here.
Call you turtle.
Oh, the worst.
All right, let me take a break. We'll check in with the Princeton Tigers right after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This one is over. It's official. It is history for the Princeton Tigers. For the first time in school history, Princeton is going to the Sweet 16. Just the fourth 15 seed ever in the history of the tournament to advance to the round of 16. Princeton 78, Missouri 63.
Princeton knocked off Arizona, then Missouri. Princeton has Creighton coming up on Friday, and their head coach in his 11th season, Mitch Henderson, joining us on the program. Are you surprised that you guys are going to the Sweet 16, or how surprised are you?
I'm surprised. I would be lying if I wasn't. And it's so good to be with you, by the way. I'm such a big fan of your show. But the guys aren't. And I think that's the key. That's why we are where we are. And the other thing I'll tell you, you know, we don't have any transfers. You know, that's sort of the thing in college basketball. It's really a homegrown group, one through, you know, first year through fourth year. And they're really close and tight-knit group. So we have a guy on the team that speaks Chinese. Guy that can tell you every flag in the world by taking thermonuclear dynamics. So they keep each other humble, and they have a really good time together. And I think that there's something special, as you know, in March when that happens.
But, Coach, do you embrace Cinderella, or do you try to, you know, give it the Heisman?
No way. I think you got to embrace it, right? Like, we love, you know, we have a really cool fan base here at Princeton, a passionate fan base about their school. And they love being, you know, they love the attention. So we're embracing it. I think it's, you know, that's key, especially on Friday night. We play a 9:05 game, get them nice and rowdy and embrace the improbability of it. Have a lot of fun with it.
Can you outsmart teams? And I'm not playing to the cliche of Princeton and, you know, obviously the academics here, but how does that help you as a coach?
I certainly thinking now of Creighton, I don't think you're outsmarting anybody. Although I would say that, you know, savviness, high skill level, a commitment to doing the things that you need to do to win. And then, you know, we have a group that's willing to do those things. To me, that's playing really good basketball. That might be considered smart, but, you know, just more possessions. Try to have more possessions in these games. You know, you just got to win one, and then you get the next one. So I don't know, that's smart to me. Then I think I'll take it.
How often do you go back to 1996 with the upset of UCLA when you were playing for your team? Like, how much do they know about your role back in 1996?
Rarely. Thanks for asking that. And rarely. I don't think it's wise to talk about your playing days. Although that picture is up all over the place here. I'm right here in the gym. I can't wait to take that thing down and put some Arizona photos up. You know, all the parents, when they come on their visits, they're like, we saw a picture of you downstairs. Boy, you could jump high. And, you know, I was like, not anymore. You know, you want for your team, for them to have their own memory. And they have that now. And I never went to the Sweet 16. I'm so happy for them, and our school is too.
And sometimes the team doesn't change, but the people around the team change. That now all of a sudden, you know, you got everybody's attention. Whereas yeah. before, they're probably like, probably going to be a one and done. But hey, we got to the tournament.
Yeah.
Now it feels like the expectation level has jumped quite a bit here.
Good. Why? You know, that's why I'm here. You know, Coach Carroll passed away this year, and we've been honoring Coach this year. But he'd be the first person to tell you he wanted Princeton basketball, and we always have thought of ourselves as we have been a nationally relevant powerhouse program. That hasn't been the case in terms of us making the Sweet 16. But why not? Let's keep it going. You know, let's move the needle here and keep pushing it.
How do you recruit against other schools?
I mean, so first we cast a huge wide net in terms of grades. That's the first part. Then we aim for the top 20 best players with grades in the country. And we're really simple. We're really upfront. We tell them all about what it's like to be a student athlete here. And again, I mentioned to you, you know, guy on the team speaks fluent Chinese and wants to be Secretary of the State. And we celebrate those things, Dan. We talk about it all the time. Like, I don't think there's any hiding from that parents entrust us with their kids to say to the kids, no, you're going to be great at both school and basketball. Our guys are in school today. And my parents did that, and it changes your life. And it really changes your life forever. And we talk about that openly. And some people like it, and others want something else. And I think that's the other part, is also saying no to families to moving on in a situation where it's maybe not a great fit for you or the family, because there's an unrealistic expectation that, you know, you're not going to maybe be willing to do everything you need to do to be a student here at Princeton. But that's the expectation.
But with the amount of money that's in college athletics now, and do you guys have NIL money at Princeton?
No, not the way other schools do. We have sort of a very different way of looking at it.
It's legal now.
It is.
You got an endowment that I think could buy you probably a national championship team.
Yeah.
But you don't do that.
No. And, you know, that endowment serves its a very important purpose to the school. And that's far beyond me. What we do talk about, though, is the enriching experience of the 4 year. You know, we don't have graduate school, you know, professionalized graduate school here at Princeton. We, you know, no med school, no law school. We really love and dive in on the 4 year undergraduate experience, the relationships with professors. And, you know, I know you could, I know your sense of humor a bit, you know, you'd be like, well, show me, you know, where's the money, you know? But it's, we really dive in on the experience, the whole experience for the student athlete. And, I think that's enriching in its own way. Now, look, like, we're in the Sweet 16, so there's some opportunities for our guys going into this weekend that they can take advantage of.
We're talking to the Princeton head coach, Mitch Henderson. You grew up, though, in Kentucky. Weren't you in Lexington?
I was.
Did you grow up in Kentucky? Did you want to go to Kentucky?
Well, I grew up in Vincennes, Indiana. There's a junior college there called Vincennes Junior College. Then we moved when I was 12 to Kentucky. And Patino was the coach. And believe it or not, I on my junior high basketball team was Keith Willard, who's the head coach at Maryland, Gigi Smith, Tubby Smith's kid, who was, you know, just was at High Point, and Darren Van Horn, who was the head coach at Northern Kentucky. All of these, you know, Willard and Smith, dads were an assistant with Patino. I mean, everybody wanted to play for Patino. This was 1989-90 when that really good Kentucky team was forming. They ended up taking Duke to the final game. So, yeah, I wanted to go. I wanted to play for Patino.
Did you cry after Duke beat Kentucky in the tournament with Christian Laettner's shot?
I was. You know what's funny? I was at Princeton on my visit at the Nassau-Len when Laettner made that shot. I didn't cry, but I was so in love with that team. Richie Farmer, Darren Feldhaus, Pelfrey, Sean Woods made a runner to put him up one. I loved that team. And I used to go in the driveway and practice that Sean Woods runner all the time. I hated Laettner. Just like, you know, I wasn't crying.
What if Laettner said, hey, coach, I'd like to talk to your Tigers before they play Creighton?
I would gladly welcome that. You know, I loved that. Did you see that? I hate Christian Laettner.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. And, you know, I hated him because I was a kid. I didn't know anything different, but he was a killer. I would love to have him talk to the guys. I love the, you know, I mean, he's you know, not everybody loved him, but he was such a great basketball player.
You know, you get in these moments, and John Calipari talked about this after the loss to Kansas State. He said, not everybody's built for this. And he was talking about players. How do you know if your players or player is or isn't ready for a big moment like this?
We were at Dartmouth. Best way I can answer it, February, 11th, we had a bad game. And I went into the locker room and I lost it, and, as much as I can lose it. And I was like, we got back to Princeton and I was like, don't ever let that happen again. And what you're thinking about in that moment is we don't have it. We don't have it. And then we did. All of a sudden we did in February. And then this weekend it took on a whole new level. All of a sudden we were close with Arizona. We didn't lead until a minute left in the game. And the guys were just chatting nonstop. We would come back to the huddle and the guys were just like, we got this, we got this. And it was unanimous all the way around. It was just constant chatter. And if we had lost the game, I would have been so proud of them. But then it took on a whole nother level. And it's just grown. During the Missouri game, they were on fire, not just making shots. They were having the best time ever, totally responding to the moment.
Okay, be honest with me, with family members filling out a bracket. How many had you beating Arizona to start out?
Just my 10-year-old son. But he has us losing in the Sweet 16. And this morning at breakfast, he goes, I'm regretting that decision.
Well, it's a great ride. Have fun. And do you have your speech ready for Friday?
Yeah. Not quite ready. You got anything in mind?
Oh, gosh. Maybe you go Herb Brooks, the U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to remember this for the rest of your life.
Come on. Why not? I think there's some good belief and thinking, why not us? So,
and I do love that slogan. Why not?
Yeah.
And it's,
I agree.
You got to believe in yourself before everybody else is going to believe in you.
And that's what got us here, honestly. So why not keep that going? Don't try to be something you're not.
Is why not us? Is that proper grammar? I went to Dayton, so
I'm not the right person. I'm in coaching.
But you got into Princeton.
I did by the skin of my teeth.
What were your SAT scores?
I don't remember.
Everybody remembers.
Perfect. No, I was on a show the other day. They were like, hey, we knew some, they were not too long ago, they were like, you heard you had a 4.5 at Princeton. And I was like, off by several points. But I'm really happy to be here. And I work at the best school in the country, Dan. And I'm so thrilled to be representing us.
Just remember, Coach, C's get degrees.
Yeah. A friend of mine used to say D equals diploma.
Play some D against Creighton. Segue. Yeah. They got some guys who can score 30 on you. But congrats so far. Good luck.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Coach Mitch Henderson, Princeton head coach, 11th season there. Got Creighton coming up. I think Creighton, what do they have? Two different guys who've scored 30 or more in a game. I believe that's right. Marvin, is that Ryan Nemhard had 30 points, and Ryan Kalkbrenner had 31. First team to have a different player score 30 or more points in each of the first two games of a tournament since, you won't get this one. I'll give you the year. I could probably give you the team, the school. It was 1997. It was Providence. Marvin?
Austin Crozier?
He's won.
God, Sham God.
No.
No.
Oh. Derek Brown.
No.
Nice try. You guys faking like you knew it. Oh, I was going to say that.
Derek Brown.
Yeah, that's right. See, you got it.
Yes.
Yeah, Austin Crozier and Derek Brown. Anything else there? Little twiddle here. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. A couple more phone calls. Teresa in Michigan. Hi, Teresa. What's on your mind today?
5'7", 118, very fit. I am so honored and excited to talk to you. I can't believe it. I never miss this show.
Well, thank you, Teresa.
I have a best and a worst.
Okay.
I'm an Indiana University grad, so my heart is ripped out once again.
Mm.
I was on campus during the Bobby Knight era, so I've had a lot of disappointment since then. But my very best of the weekend is Michaela Schifrin. You talk about goats. She is the goat of the goat. She surpassed Ingemar Stenmark, a man, in winning 88 World Cup championship wins. And she got her last one this weekend, 88, and she has blown everybody, male and female, out of the water.
Yeah. I think we focus so much on Olympic success, and it's a two-week period, and you have to be fair to some of these athletes. And what's more important, it's like the X Games with those athletes. It's not about the Olympics, because they like to be in counterculture. But we get caught up in, well, how many medals did you win in the Olympics? You know, Michaela Schifrin was going through a lot during the Olympics and did not do well at all. But to have sustained greatness like this, that's far more impressive than winning a gold medal. And is she going to get another chance? Hopefully. But, you know, to do that and have sustained greatness, I mean, that's when you become the GOAT. Gibbs in Texas. Hi, Gibbs.
Thanks for taking my call, Dan.
Yeah.
6 feet, ripped, 185. My best of the weekend, my alma mater, U of H, making it to the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
My worst just happened. Dan, got a bone to pick with you. I have no idea what Patrick from Houston was talking about, but in your rebuttal, you stated that the Rockets have Jordan to thank for retiring those 2 years.
Yeah.
But Jordan was actually there the second championship. He got knocked out in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Magic.
Okay. And he came back mid-season, though, I believe, Gibbs.
But if he had won, no one would be saying, well, he came back mid-season.
It would have been even more remarkable. It would have been even more remarkable that he came back mid-season.
It was basically a win-win. I'm just tired of the Jordan myth. People are basically saying Jordan would have won 8 championships in a row. Do you really believe that?
Well, I think he could have won 7. I love that Houston team. And if you listen to the show, you know how I feel about Hakeem Olajuwon. He's one of my favorite players of all time. And that was a really, really, really good team. Yeah. But, you know, I saw the Bulls do this, and would they have beaten Houston? We'll never know, right? With Mike playing a full season head-to-head, but, you know, Houston, that was great. And Rudy T. did a wonderful job with that team. Yeah, Paul.
We went back and looked. Bulls were the overwhelming favorite to win the title in the first year that Jordan was out. So they would have entered that season as the NBA favorites, obviously, but it has to be said that they were the favorites over the Rockets going into that season.
Okay. All right, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Seton was just telling me that the story about Carlos Boozer had a home in Los Angeles, and Prince rented it out, but then he princed it up by painting it purple, basically. He redecorated a house that he was renting from Carlos Boozer. And the interview that I did with Carlos Boozer a couple of years ago talking about that is making the rounds on social media. Why is it coming back up?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I haven't seen like what the relevance is right now, other than it's just a fun story. But like the boardroom had it, and then all of these different Instagram accounts I keep seeing, you know, because they like to do the slides where they tell the story of, you know, or tell a story.
Yeah.
And they'll do the story of Carlos Boozer's house, and in that they'll have the video from the
interview that he did with me in New York.
Yeah. It is a great story.
It is. And he was upset with Prince. But I think he got the house back from Prince and realized what Prince had done to it.
And I think he was more upset that he had to sue Prince to fix his house. You know, like, who wants to sue Prince, you know?
Yeah, Paul.
If Prince redecorated my house, I would keep it exactly as he left it.
Well,
I'm sure it's fantastic.
I think it'd be hard to resell that eventually.
I got the sense it was a lot of Prince, too.
A lot of pictures of Prince?
Yeah. You know, that symbol, and then there's like onks everywhere and stuff.
Well, didn't our buddy Shy McBride, the actor, go to Prince's house and the smells of flowers and like it was sensory overload when you went in there to Prince's place? I think it was the actor Shy McBride who went there, and he was talking about, gosh, it's like the air had fresh flowers and, you know, he princed it up. 877-3DP-SHOW, last call for phone calls. Final results of the poll question. By the way, I've got the odds here. Early basketball odds. Michigan State against Kansas State. Michigan State's favored over K-State by one. Florida Atlantic is getting 5.5 against Tennessee. Gonzaga is getting 1.5 against UCLA. All right. Some early odds. Is there anything to watch for tonight?
There is a little college basketball, Dan. The beloved CBI, whatever that stands for.
Okay.
So I assume
college basketball invitational.
Invitational, sure.
Okay,
you can't just go, Dan.
You got to be invited. Yeah.
It's exclusive.
Although, it'd be great if a team just showed up.
They may accept it. Indiana State, Dan, versus your Eastern Kentucky Colonels.
Mm.
The matchup yeah. I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I don't take claim to Eastern Kentucky, and they don't take claim to me.
What if they do well?
I don't care. Oh. No. I graduated from the University of Dayton.
That's your only team?
Yes. All right. Yes, yes. Not Eastern Kentucky.
Do they claim you often sometimes?
Yes, sometimes. But they didn't back then.
Coach, I'm going to transfer. Yeah, that's probably
good. Yeah,
idea.
I think it's a good idea. Wait, he's supposed to fight me on that. No. I don't even know if Coach Mulkey is still alive. He may not even remember me. I'm sure he doesn't remember me. Well, if he does, he's trying to forget me.
Golden Boy?
Golden Boy. Called me Golden
Boy. How would he not remember Golden Boy? My golly.
I remember I told my dad. He goes, how's it going? I go, well, Coach called me Golden Boy. He goes, is that a good thing? I go, I don't think so. I don't think so. Never called me by my name. God dang Golden Boy. And you would think Golden Boy, I'd have blonde hair. I just had long hair. But he had this nervous tick that he would poke himself right around his belly button.
With everyone or with just you? Like, was it just, did it leave when you left?
My golly, Golden Boy. And I go, what? And he would poke himself that he would have like this little spot around his bike shorts that he would wear. I'm Golden Boy. And I'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Scared me to death. Okay. Let me see. This day in sports history, Paul?
1968, Wilt Chamberlain led the league in assists at center. First in NBA history, 8.6 a game. Yeah. But it was not good. 1989, it was announced that Cincinnati manager Pete Rose was under investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Work out so well. 1990, LA Lakers retired Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's number 33.
Yeah. On this date, 1965, Bill Bradley set the tournament record for most points in a single game, 58. He went to Princeton. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But I think Austin Carr has the all-time record. He scored 61 against Ohio University. Austin Carr at Notre Dame. Darren in Oregon. Hey, Darren.
What's up, Dan? How's you doing?
Great.
So, my worst of the weekend was just another disappointment of my Blazers. You know, I feel bad for Damian Lillard. He has no help. I just wish Jody had the same passion that her brother did in winning a championship. The best weekend is kind of a compliment to you from my wife.
Oh, okay.
She's watching Last of Us, or Just Go With It, Adam Sandler movie, and yeah. When your scene appeared, she said, is that, and you know, she told me, yeah, I told her, yeah, it's Dan Patrick. And she says, wow, he looks so young.
Oh, well, I like that, but I don't know what she thinks about me now, which means I must look really old. But, yeah, just go with it. I slayed that night when I was doing that scene. Aniston and Kidman, me, magic. Just magic. Had to tell him a couple times that I was married. That is not true. It is not true.
Sorry, girls.
Yeah. That's what we learn. By the way, what we learn brought to you by PXG. Go to pxg.com or 844-PLAY-PXG. Schedule a fitting. I switched to PXG, and I am thrilled. Love the results. Swing some PXGs, and you'll agree, nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. A lot of fun today. Thanks for joining us. For Todd, Seton, Marv, Pauly, yours truly, this has been the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.